Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mogul. How is everyone today? It's good to be back with you today. So today in this second podcast, we are going to talk about self-help and the many pathways to it. So before we get really into it, I will start off with my own journey for self-help. So generally, I want to feel good. Most people want to feel good. And when we don't feel good, we think about, well, why aren't we feeling good? And when things happen to us, we think about why, and we want to try to prevent them from happening again. So certain things happen in my life. Generally, I'm a happy person. I generally like everyone. I try to get along with everyone that I meet. But of course, like anyone else in life, I've had my own trials. And I had a few trials where it just kind of left me sad a lot. Basically, it started with two beloved members of my family crossing over. So I had to deal with that, and they crossed over very close to one another. So lots of things sprang up from that. So too many to talk about in a 30-minute podcast. So I stepped back and I looked at why I wasn't happy. And so I just started on this journey. And I have to admit, I'm a product of my culture where we're not big on psychotherapy. We are not big on going to psychologists. We are not big on going to psychiatrists and therapists where we go to someone's office and we just start talking about what our problems are. We are not very big on that. And I have to admit, in many ways, I do my own thing. But in this way, I'm a bit traditional. I didn't want to go the psychotherapy route. I wanted to try to figure things out on my own. I wanted to look at, well, why does this make me happy and why does this other thing not make me happy and what's going on and whatever questions you ask when you go do certain things. So my journey, I came across spirituality and I got deeper into spirituality and I started to learn more about energy and energy work. So my basic belief is everything is energy. Law of mass conservation of energy says that matter is neither created nor destroyed. And if you look at it from a physics standpoint, people are made of atoms, which are energy. Since we're all made of atoms and we're all made of energy, for me, that means we all come from the same source. Some of you might want to call that source God. You might want to call it the universe, whatever you want to call it. We all come from the same source and we are all made up of energy. So I'm actually very big on energy. I can actually sense people's energies in the sense that when I'm around you, I can almost feel what you're feeling, and I can tell, like, just by your overall demeanor, what's going on with you. But I'm not saying that I can see what happened to you during your day, but I can just get a feeling, like most of us can. Most of us can get a vibe for people when we're out and about. And sometimes for me, that vibe is stop, leave me alone. And then other times, it's like, okay, you know, I'm open. So I'm very big on that, and I've always been very good on sensing people's energy. Even before I embarked on energy work and the spiritual path, and I've always believed that we are all connected. So as I got deeper in my study of spirituality and energy work, I came upon Reiki. That was one of the first things that I discovered. Now, Reiki is generally a Japanese practice. It's a form of energy work. There are so many different modalities. You can look them up at a later time. Like I said, 30 minutes, too much information for me to go into in one podcast. But the first modality that I embarked upon was Reiki. And essentially, you have to get trained in Reiki. You have to get attuned to it, get training depending on who your master is, and there are different levels. So Reiki is a form of energy, like I said, and you have to get attuned to it. So I got attuned to it, and I eventually got my mid-level practitioner status in Reiki. There are three. I went to two, and I have my reasons for not going to three. I actually saw Reiki as a springboard for other things, so I didn't quite get to three. I may eventually get to three, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. So in any case, I became attuned to Reiki, and I still practice it to this day. I am very informal in my practice. I practice on myself. I even practice on the dog. Yes, you can practice Reiki on animals, and there are Reiki practitioners who go and practice on animals. So I practice on my own dog, and occasionally I'll practice on people I know who ask for it. And I can actually really feel what's going on without even touching people. I can sense where they're at. I can sense what's wrong with them. So, or what their overall state is. So that's something that I do, and that's something that I've had done. So I've gone to Reiki Masters. I've also done prana, which is another modality. I've done Akashic healings, and there are so many out there. There's Diksha. I've had Diksha on me. So it's all interconnected, and it all feels, for me, it all feels somewhat, I don't want to say somewhat the same, because each modality is slightly different, but it all kind of melds together for me. The Akashic is something really, really different, but in terms of prana, Reiki, and Diksha, it all feels very similar, but you may have your own experience with it. That was mine. So from there, I got deeper into meditation. I meditate basically every day, and I do a visualization technique where I imagine a sacred space, and I just kind of relax and pay attention to what comes to me. Sometimes I have music, sometimes I don't, but I found that is very helpful to me, that has served me really well. And that's part of the reason why I don't practice Reiki as much, because my meditation and my practice with that has been just very helpful to me, especially because I do it every day. It's kind of how I kickstart my day. And I actually learn so much about myself and what's going on with me at the moment and what has gone on with me in my past, why I reacted in certain ways to certain things. And it's really, to put it in a very simple term, it's really a daily reflection for me. And most of us find that when we sit back and we reflect, we figure things out. So meditation has been very helpful for me in figuring things out. And believe it or not, I've said in the past that I'm not big on religion and I'm not big on prayer. I've evolved with that over time. I've actually had a tempestuous back and forth relationship with organized religion and prayer. I discussed it in my blog this week. I really have a big problem with the judgment that's in most religions, especially in organized religion. There is a lot of judgment. There's one way to do things. There's one way to be. And if you don't follow that way, you are lost. There's no hope for you. And if you follow a monotheistic religion is very big on heaven and hell. And if you do X, Y, and Z, you go to heaven. If you do X, Y, to Z, you go to hell. So I always had a problem with that judgment. And the way I look at God, because I do believe God, even though I'm not going to heavily talk about God, I do believe in God, but I feel as though a divine being such as God, or whatever you want to call him, Jehovah, Allah, Krishna, whatever, a divine being has no need for judgment. So when a divine being has no need for judgment, people shouldn't really use it either. So in a nutshell, that is my big problem with religion and why it's turned me off and why I was dissatisfied in my prayer, because it was so hammered into me. You have to do it right. You have to pronounce the Arabic perfectly or it's not accepted. Because when you don't pronounce words in Arabic perfectly, some of them are so close, you end up saying a word that's not intended. Again, I'm pretty sure a divine being knows what you mean, even when you mispronounce a word. So I've come to a place where it's just okay. But I wasn't always in that place. I was in a place where when I did pray, I was so concerned with perfect pronunciation and is it right? Is it going to be accepted? And I should take the time to really perfect it so it can be accepted because it's really important. And I really lost the true meaning of that. So it just, like I said, it left me dissatisfied. So, and I became more concerned with doing it right than the connection with God. And that's changed over time. Done away with a divine being's going to judge me if I haven't pronounced something right, or a divine being's going to misunderstand. So I'm in a much better place with that. So when I do pray, I actually get something out of it. So prayer is actually one of my pathways for self-help, believe it or not. Oh, and before I continue any further, you can call in towards the end of my segment. You can call in, ask me any questions, or add your spin to what I'm talking about. If you want to call in, the number is 323-642-1775. I would love to hear from me. So to continue on, just wanted to mention that before I continue. So to continue, in so many ways over the years, I have become my own healer in a sense. I truly believe that many answers that you are seeking are within you. You just have to be paying attention to find them or to hear them. So I really believe that. So many times when I have something going on, I look within. Now, let me make a disclaimer right here. I don't believe, like, if I get a cut that I can stop my own bleeding or anything silly like that. I am a believer in medicine, but I come from a more holistic or Ayurvedic approach. I do feel like whenever we're ill, there's a lot more going on than the physical. It's where we add emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Like, for example, if you have an ulcer, you're probably worrying a lot. So it's not just, so I do believe in modern medicine. I do believe in traditional medicine as well. Like, for example, if you have cancer, you probably should be taking cancer drugs. However, with certain things, I believe prevention is the best thing and more natural remedies are the best thing. But for me, when I first moved to the South, my skin broke out really badly. It was ridiculous. And my face, I swear, it looked like a pizza. And so I went on this journey to find different remedies and use natural remedies. And I took me a bit of time, but I cleared up my skin because I refused to use something like Accutane. I refused to do that. Because something like Accutane, on the disclaimer, on the warnings, it says something along the lines, don't try to get pregnant if you're taking this drug. And I looked at that and I just said, there is no reason I need to be taking any drug that, any drug for my skin where I can't get pregnant. I just don't understand that. And I have a big problem with some prescription drugs for depression, because some of those, if you watch the commercials, they actually say this drug could actually lead to thoughts of suicide. So if it's a depression drug, shouldn't it help me to not think of suicide? So I have a big problem with that. Like, I remember when Chris Cornell from Soundgarden passed away, I remember that his wife had said some drug that he was taking actually intensified his thoughts of suicide. So again, that just gave me pause, because I just thought, to help him not be depressed. And then we watch commercials. I remember one time I had a discussion with one of my brothers, and there was a commercial where he basically said, yeah, and at the end of the commercial, it says this drug can basically kill you. And that's what a lot of, I won't say a lot, I think I might be exaggerating on that one, but that's what happens with a lot. Again, I'm saying the word a lot, with some of these commercials that I've seen, where at the end of the commercial, oh, this may be fatal. Okay, so why am I going to take, aren't I supposed to be taking something to keep me alive? So I just am very careful when it comes to prescription drugs, and I'm not very, very big on that. However, I do seek outside help. I do recognize when I'm not the expert in something, and I do realize that sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you may not be able to see the forest for the trees. So I actually speak with a spiritual counselor twice a month, and the main reason I do that is sometimes I just need a sounding board, and I need help processing what's going on with me sometimes, because sometimes you do need an outside opinion, like I said. Now, some of you might think that, okay, how's that different from a psychotherapist, or how's that different from a psychologist and a psychiatrist that you're adamant? It's not that much different. I just know what I'm comfortable with. So that being said, I feel as though with these many pathways that I've explored in my life, that I've just come to a hodgepodge of different things, and I feel like they've all helped me in some way, and I've been very grateful for all of it. And it looks like we have a caller, so let me answer that caller. Hello, you're talking to Samina.
Yes, hi Samina, how you doing today? Calling in to support the show once more. This is Adam.
Thank you, Adam. So how are you
Wonderful.
Today?
Wonderful, you're more than welcome. I'm doing great, enjoying listening to your podcast today. I think you have a lot of valid points, and I feel that a lot of people listening to today's show will also be able to feel like they're not the only one with some of these same similar views.
Yes, and I think that's really important, because sometimes when we're embarking on something and when it might actually be new, that it's a little bit hard to navigate. And if you have someone who's been through it, guiding you, then it's a little bit easier. And then again, like what I just talked about with a sounding board, it's just good to have a sounding board and have somebody's experience
Wonderful.
Those kinds of things. So, mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yes, it most certainly is. And a lot of people will find that there are more of us out there, more like-minded people than you really imagine, So many people go through families and situations where they feel like they're the only one that has these views, and they feel like so trapped by the traumas and the views of their family that they forget how to seek out and how to look out for others, and they forget how to help themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes some people just don't know how to help themselves.
Exactly.
So, yes,
one of the things that we help facilitate and spirituality helps a person grow and learn are affirmations. Things that,
mm-hmm.
as you know very well, said on a daily basis out loud by the individual to one, help affirm to themselves that they are worthy, that they are valuable, that they have never been less than, but also to help them regain that encouragement and that positivity on the inside as well as the out.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, self-affirmations are very important, because at the end of the day, having your own approval is probably more valuable than having the approval of others, because if you have your self-approval first, if you're okay with you, then you'll attract people who are okay with you also. So that's very important.
Precisely. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So, Adam, do you have
any
of your own personal views to share?
I offer spiritual counseling and services through my website at howpsychic.com. Also have a blog talk show here named Psychic Talk Radio. That's my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
People like to tune into that. You could as well. But I'm just here to support your show today, and I hope there's other callers that might want to call in and speak with you. I think you're doing a wonderful thing out there, and according to what I understand, you are a wonderful author, and you're going to be very successful in the field.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Adam. If you'd like to call and chime in, ask a question, or maybe share something of your own experience with me, feel free to call in. Again, that number is 323-642-1775. So to continue, I've been very big on this self-help journey for many years now, that's evolved into a journey into spirituality, and that has probably been the most helpful to me in my life, particularly meditation. I can't stress that enough. And even if you're not doing it for a long stretch of time, it could be something as simple as you just sitting for 2 minutes and not thinking about anything. You just sitting for 2 minutes and breathing, just sitting, breathing in and out. When you take time out from your responsibilities, your own thoughts, and what's going on around you, if you just take a break from all that and just take a minute to just collect yourself, 2 minutes longer, it's very helpful in your day-to-day life, and it is a small step in a journey to get you to where you want to be. So I think that's important at the end of the day. I'm just talking to you today about what my personal experiences were, what I learned along the way, but at the end of the day, it's all about finding things that work for you, not systems that you can be a slave to, because so many times we find something that we think it's worth it, it's working, And we just get caught up in, well, we have to do things a certain way. Like what I was saying about religion, that we get tied up in dogma, whether it's religion or whatever system that we've stumbled onto and we think is working. It gets more about, well, we have to do a thing a certain way. It's really not about that. It's all about what's working for you at a particular point in time and allowing that to be fluid. And the fact that that could be fluid is okay. Not everything has to work the same all day, every day for all people. So it's just so important along the journey to find whatever works for you at that particular point in your life. Like for me, at one point, traditional prayer did work. Like I actually prayed 5 times a day at one point in my life. And now I don't pray 5 times a day. I still do pray, but I don't pray 5 times a day now. But at one time in my life, that was very helpful to me. And it really got my head on straight. So I'm very grateful for that. But now, as I have grown and learned more, I just feel like there's more than one way for me to get to where I need to be at any given moment. And I think it's really important to realize that there is no one set way. There is no one right way. And that's really important. It's really just what's right for you, because so many times we end up doing what other people tell us is right, and we don't find what is right for ourselves. So this podcast today, hopefully, I gave you some things to think about, and that there's so much out there for you, and there are so many pathways that you can be on. And it's just a matter of finding your own path and trying to find the answer within you first. And again, it's okay to look to outside sources and to get information from outside sources. But at the end of the day, whatever speaks to you has to be first and foremost, and your go-to. So I wish you luck with that, if that's what you decide to do. So in closing, I wanted to talk about if you liked what you heard today, or if you read the blogs and you like what I have to say, you can visit my website at www.SaminaKMogul.com, and you can look up the Behind and Beyond the Veil blog. Or if you're interested in either reading Scheherazade's Daughters or the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo, both are available so please check me out there. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. So until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.